Hey folks, this is David Shore of Corruption and Child Protective Services. It's taken me a little while, but I finally got back online. And here. Now, there's a lot of things we can teach our children. A lot of things. One of which is about investing. Now, the newest thing is this thing called... it's... Bitcoin. And I've looked into it. And I gotta tell you right now, this is about as confusing as it comes. Because regular investing, you know, it's if you've got 20 ounces of gold, you know that it's X amount of dollars per ounce. With this, it's like, well, you have the coin, but it's so many this, so many that, and you're getting completely confused. If your kids are looking at that and thinking, hey, I'm going to get wealthy, I'm going to get rich, think about it. If that were the case, I think all of us would be rich, right? All of us would have millions, multi-millions, even billions of dollars. But you got somebody like Warren Buffett who is telling you, oh, Bitcoin, it's going to fail. It's going to collapse. But the problem is that he's one of them that has the most, a lot of his money into Bitcoin. Doesn't matter what kind. And he's telling you, hey, guess what? I'm going to tell people that it's crap. I'm going to tell people that, oh, don't waste your money. And why? Well, I think we all know why. I mean, and I know this is different than what we normally talk about on this channel. And main reason is because Child Protection Services, we can talk about until the cows come home. And you know that. We can talk about it whereby they're stealing children. And we all know that's happening. But think about it. If you were wealthy, if all of us were wealthy, you know that then Child Protection Services can't do anything. Because if you have money, you have connections, you have power. Which means then they don't take your children. Case in point, look at the celebrities. And it's amazing. It is. They're, you know, we want to live the good life. All of us. We want to be able to provide for our children. Hell, how many of you out there, your kids keep on asking, when can we go to Disney World? When can we go here? When can we go there? How many of you after a while is saying, I don't know. Kind of notice that? And if we can't get our kids like the newest PlayStation or... And one thing I just found out, I'll have to do a little bit more research, but the Xbox, I understand, is no longer going to be out there. But chances are what's going to happen, I think you know this, is they're going to find another, they're going to find a way in which to repackage it. You're going to go, you know, instead of calling it an Xbox, how about just the box? I mean, I could see them actually doing that. I could see them renaming it just the box. And what will people do? They'll go out. And, you know, at Christmas time, it says, this is all new. And you know the truth. It's the marketing of anything. Doesn't matter if it's Bitcoin, if it's stocks, bonds, whatever it is, even a movie. It may be the same movie, a remake, but they'll say, this is a remake, but with a twist. Or this was like my favorite, H.G. Wells' The Time Machine, 2002. The grandson of H.G. Wells directed the movie. And me, I liked it. There are some, though, that will say, nah, I can't get behind this. There's just no way. I like the original, and that's it. Well, what's going on with Bitcoin is what I can see, make it as confusing as possible. And then parents like yourself, you don't invest because it's something you don't understand. And that is the truth. You start looking, though, and this is a crazy part. I have like $160 in Bitcoin and $52 in this thing called Render. It's artificial intelligence. And I invested in Bitcoin simply because, hey, it's Bitcoin. And I invested in Render because it's artificial intelligence. I think it didn't work out a few years ago because artificial intelligence had not caught up. Now that it has, I believe it's going to be different. Now, how do you explain that to your kids? How do you explain, hey, look, this is what it is? Maybe your kids know about artificial intelligence. You know, it's good to ask your kids. If artificial intelligence is you're teaching your kids, or it's teaching your kids about history, what history is it teaching? Would artificial intelligence take your job? There are those that believe it will. There are truck drivers who are saying, no, we do not want artificial intelligence. We just don't. And then we have people that will want artificial intelligence because maybe they studied that. Maybe they studied computers, electronics, they studied robotics, they studied all this stuff. And of course, artificial intelligence. Then you have to ask, where does it end? When I was growing up, we always talked about have robots, have flying cars. You know what they don't show you? Does anyone work? And if there are people who work, what do? Just look at you notice it all the time, have a clipboard, hit a few buttons, and you look at their apartments and they look very luxurious. You got it where you say TV on, the TV is on. I mean, would we really want a world like that? And then who's the ones that have the good life and who are the ones that have to be poor? That have to scrounge for food? You've seen movies like that. And you have to ask. And I'm asking again. Will we go too far? As we approach April the 8th, what will happen on that day? It could go from nothing to the power grid goes down, into a new form of currency. You know, and if we have a new form of currency, well, people say it's the mark of the beast, you know, oh, you won't be able to do anything unless you get it in your forehead or on your right hand. You won't be able to buy or sell. What is the future going to hold? I don't know. But what I do know is you gotta take care of yourself and your family. If you're a community, then by all means. But I would say this. What is the future you want for your family, for your children? What will it take to get you to that point? And I think your children should listen to this. I know that they're young, you know, children, preteens, teenagers, young adults, and they're probably not thinking about these things. But what about the children that have to learn, are forced to grow up? What is it that you should know? I believe I said this before, and if I haven't, I'm going to say it now. You have to prepare, take care of your families. Family is important. Make sure that you show your children what it takes to make, let's say, $15 in 1 hour. And go to the stores and have them point something out and say, okay, you've worked 1 hour at $15. And have it broken down like that. It's a realistic way to look at it. Because, hey, I'm either going to wind up to be very financially well off where I can help others, or I'm going to lose everything. Kind of a cynical way of looking at it, huh? But it's a 50-50. What do I want? I want in by September next year, look at my bank account and say, I can retire for the rest of my life. Now, speaking of that, I just got some information. If you have not filed the Yellow Corporation bankruptcy, I would seriously advise that you go Google Yellow Freight bankruptcy, and it will show the docket, and you can check it out. But they're putting their objections in on the Warrant Act liabilities. They closed the door, as many of you know. They did not give us a warning. They should have. I don't see the judge ruling any other way but in our favor. And folks, I want to tell you the penalties of the Warrant Act. Warren, W-A-R-N. And basically what it is that the employer gives a 60 days notice. The state, knowing this, will offer them training or job service placement. As long as they have the time. If a company goes in violation, The company owes 60 days back pay. And also the civil penalties are $500 a day. Every day that the company's in violation, plus any other penalties the judge deems fit, plus lawyer fees. So, we'll see what happens. But this is a good learning experience for parents and for children. And that is, always be prepared. And if someone says, oh, don't worry about it, you know, if you start hearing the rumors on the company going to close its doors, but they haven't given any, like, 60-day notice, my advice is start putting applications in everywhere. Because I'll tell you, when all is said and done, the only person that really looks out for you is you, especially in this economy. Because Child Protection Services does not care that they just laid you off or they just closed their doors. Child Protection Services wants those bonuses and they don't care how they get them. So folks, really check into things like Bitcoin and the other cryptocurrencies. See if you can afford to do that. Look for places on like crypto.com. You can start with a little amount and just add when you can. But have yourself a financial plan. Because, folks, if you don't, who knows what this next economy is going to look like. Or, for that matter, the world. So let's all be prepared. Even if we have to fight for the freedom that our forefathers gave us. And how each veteran sacrifice their lives so that you could have freedom to do with whatever you want without fear of repercussions. This is David Shore for Corruption of Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward.